Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, December 24th. I'm Abby Larico. Some of those questions family members ask around the holidays can be a lot. You seeing anyone? Is the baby sleeping through the night yet? Do you have a job lined up? That last one can be especially draining this year. 2025 didn't see as many jobs created in the U.S. as last year, and that's made it harder for many Midwestern college graduates looking for their first full-time job.
When you're going through it, you feel very isolated. You feel very like, what's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? How am I messing this up? Why don't they want to hire me?
How recent college grads are navigating the dismal job market. That story's coming up after this news on The Gateway. It happened. St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery has been removed from office. The bench opinion from Circuit Judge Stephen R. Omer Tuesday says that Montgomery, quote, willfully neglected his official duties and forfeited the sheriff's office. He says Montgomery inserted himself into criminal investigations that he didn't have legal authority to conduct, such as the disarming of a former sheriff's deputy and detaining former acting jail commissioner Tammy Ross. Retired Judge David C. Mason has been Montgomery's lawyer. He says he disagrees with the ruling.
I'm not really sure personally if the evidence supports the decision. However, I will not be directly involved in the appeal, but I do anticipate that his lawyers will be taking a close look at that option.
Montgomery was sworn into the elected office the first of this year. His removal is the finale of a months-long quest by the Missouri Attorney General to take him off the job. Now city and state leaders disagree over next steps, as St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports.
Montgomery has been in jail since October for violating his bond in a separate federal case. The trial date has not been set. In the meantime, former St. Louis Police Chief John Hayden has served as interim sheriff. The decision over who will choose the next sheriff has sparked controversy among Board of Aldermen members, including President Megan Green, who has said she would not support a process that didn't involve the Board of Aldermen. The board filed a motion Tuesday to intervene in the mayor's call for a judge to rule that her office had the authority to name a sheriff. Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway has said Governor Mike Kehoe has the power to appoint the sheriff. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
The ACLU of Missouri is suing the state over the implementation of the new congressional redistricting map. As St. Louis Public Radio Sarah Kellogg reports, the ACLU is arguing that the decision from the Attorney General to have the map go into effect violates Missourians' rights to a referendum.
In early December, the group People Not Politicians submitted more than 300,000 signatures of Missouri voters to place the map up for a statewide vote. Tori Schaefer with the ACLU of Missouri says when those signatures were submitted, the map should have been placed on hold. However, Attorney General Catherine Hanaway instead said the map was in effect. Secretary of State Denny Hoskins agrees. The ACLU is now suing over this interpretation. Schaefer says they've also filed to expedite the case so that it's heard quickly.
We want to make sure the people of Missouri know that the folks that are running for their seats, they know their districts.
Schaefer also says she anticipates this case making its way to the Missouri Supreme Court. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Hoskins' office declined to comment on the pending litigation. Hanaway's office said in a statement that the ACLU and People Not Politicians are, quote, promoting the false narrative that the Missouri First map is frozen upon the mere submission of referendum signatures. Union nurses at SSM Health St. Louis University Hospital say staffing issues there are a safety issue. Employees represented by the National Nurses Organizing Committee rallied Tuesday night. For years, they've said the hospital has too few nurses in charge of too many patients. In November, a person died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in the hospital's emergency department. The hospital's union representative, Kelly Allen, says better staffing at the hospital could prevent similar situations from occurring.
And the more staff you have, the better you have an intervention and you can de-escalate situations.
An SSM Health spokesperson says the hospital is disappointed the union has, quote, chosen to exploit a tragic event to advance its own agenda. The skies above St. Louis are expected to be busy over the next few days, and not just with reindeer and sleigh. Travel in and out of St. Louis-Lambert International Airport is picking up for this Christmas holiday, with the airport projecting TSA screenings to outpace last year's by thousands. The busiest days at Lambert are expected to come over the weekend, with 22,000 passengers anticipated Sunday. AAA is forecasting a record high number of drivers on the road this holiday season, with Saturday being the busiest for drivers. Economists estimate that it takes 6 months for college graduates to get a job offer. But with slowing job creation now, that search takes longer. The Midwest Newsroom's Daniel Wheaton checked in with 12 traditional 2025 graduates to understand what the job search looks like for first-timers.
While studying at St. Louis University, Ryan Jenkins knew he wanted a career in local government.
It's a noble act, it's a noble service, you know, to have good people who are caring, compassionate, care about their communities, wanting to, you know, take a little bit of a pay cut to actually, you know, provide a good quality service to people.
But those job opportunities began to slip away while thousands of public sector jobs vanished, including jobs affected by the Trump administration's cuts. Jenkins applied to 16 jobs before he even finished his degree.
And just looking at this list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people actually got back with me and rejected me.
The lack of communication, or ghosting, is one of the most common frustrations job seekers have. While some graduates found a job in their field, all of them said the job search was confusing and emotionally draining. Alex Bates recently graduated from Iowa's Drake University.
When you're going through it, you feel very isolated. You feel very like, what's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? How am I messing this up? Why don't they want to hire me?
Bates got a full-time job after turning a capstone project for the Ronald McDonald House into a volunteer opportunity, which eventually had an open position. The signs that fewer jobs were available appeared before these young adults graduated. The National Association of Colleges and Employers measures the strength of the job market for recent grads. CEO Sean Vonderziel says projections were down starting in 2024.
Employers were predicting close to a 7% increase in hiring over the previous year. However, once the spring came, those numbers dropped to about flat.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, only 685,000 jobs were created so far this year. There were more than 1 million the year before. And fewer jobs means more competition. Naturally, the graduates turned to networking, but traditional tips, like shaking hands, don't work in today's digital age. Maddie Cave is another Drake University graduate.
I'm sure that the advice that I was getting at one time would have really set me above my peers, but I had been doing that for these jobs and genuinely hearing crickets.
Cave's job search lasted almost a year. She applied to more than 80 jobs, but only received a few responses, all rejections. She decided to move with her fiancé to Green Bay, and in September, a healthcare firm called her back about the application. She noticed a big tone shift.
They were asking about my work, so they had obviously looked at it, which was totally new to me.
Cave was hired. Others faced setbacks caused by changing funding priorities from the administration. Over the summer, Ryan Jenkins was interviewing virtually for an AmeriCorps position when the hiring manager suddenly took a call.
And I could tell something was up just from her expression and just by the length of time that she put herself on mute.
The St. Louis-based position lost funding due to AmeriCorps cuts. He eventually found a job in economic development. All of the graduates I spoke to expressed frustration about the impersonality of the modern job application process. These members of Gen Z have decided to let the experience inform their work-life balances. Here's Maddie Cave.
I'm proud of people our age for recognizing that you shouldn't just live to work. You're working so that you can enjoy your life and have a family and hang out with your friends.
As some 2025 graduates settle into what jobs they've found, it's likely the economic uncertainty that caused today's tough market will continue. Daniel Wheaton, The Midwest Newsroom.
That story comes to us from The Midwest Newsroom, which includes NPR and public radio stations in Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. The Midwest Newsroom is also a member of the Trust Project. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. We're taking a little pause over the holidays, but The Gateway will be back in your feed with news headlines and in-depth storytelling in 2026. In the meantime, you can find our reporting at stlpr.org and on your radio. Thanks so much for listening to The Gateway. Happy, happy, happy holidays. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, we'll see you next year.